This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ball game over, season over.
It was very, very rewarding for me. The result tonight was not, but the everyday going to work with these guys was incredibly rewarding for me.
And that was the whole message all day long against arguably the best running team in the league.
Theirs is unique because they are the number one transition team.
Look at what a smart play by Lonzo Ball. He's going to dunk it off.
Tell me the knees ain't right. Tell me the knees aren't ready.
Hey, Bill, yes. You know, Alonzo's brother, LiAngelo, has the hottest song on the market right now, on the charts. It's called Tweaker.
Really?
Yes. I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here you go.
I know fans, one specific plan. We're in transitional phase, and there's more to come.
Oh, maybe at the rim, but don't be late. Oh, my goodness, Kobe White. Eden Rim here in Orlando. Oh, my goodness, the Magic Kingdom will never be the same.
I want to start with trade. We want to thank Zach for 8 years that he gave to this organization.
Bulls guard Kobe White was named the Kia NBA Player of the Month in the East for games played in March.
Kobe on the pump. Kobe on the drive. Kobe to the rack. And a right-handed power dunk. Kobe White with a slam. Oh, my goodness. Kobe White with authority, and he put it down.
Kobe White has a poster on Wemby.
And I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flag.
Oh, easy. Easy. Oh, no.
Muzelis against Doncic behind the back. And he dunked it.
Don't show it all to him, Boozy.
What's his move right here?
Ooh. Don't show it all to him, Boozy Vert. Look at him behind the back.
Next 30 games will determine if we will be in play-in and playoffs.
117-116 Lakers. Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line. Good, he goes. Midcourt.
Oh!
It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Josh Giddey from midcourt from the Bulls logo. What a ball game! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Josh Giddey! I love you!
This is something that is achievable, and our guys are capable of getting there.
All right, we know there's a big hoops game tonight. Bulls taking on the Heat. The game is at the half right now. Unfortunately, the Bulls are down 71-47 in the play-in game.
And now it's all over.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. The Bulls getting the treatment. They have been good-fellowed by Chris Tannehill.
The Goodfellas treatment has happened. It's all over. Goodbye to the Bulls. The season that you entered, fans, with a goes out with a
Goodfellas.
I mean, seriously. It's like, how are you supposed to get excited for another round of this when AK has shown you that this is success? This is This is play-ins slash playoff. He puts them together, even if the games disappear into the record book. He calls it playoffs. He's muscling up about win totals today.
Which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I think you're spot on, as you said in transition. He's not going to bottom out. He's chosen the middle. And according to this, he has achieved the middle. They got themselves another play-in game. Would have been nice if they had the one series. But still, it was some fun basketball, and it was the bottom of the middle. And all right, let's try again next year. Boo.
And you could probably end up in a similar space if there aren't legitimate changes that are made to where things go. It's very frustrating because you're watching NBA hell. Like, that's what you're watching. You're watching. And there are obviously good things that happened inside of this season. And I don't want to completely throw those out the window. The problem is that they're the ones who move the goalpost. They're the ones that said, oh, you know what? Judge us on what we do after we make this trade. Okay, you made the trade and you kind of still ended up in the same place.
Were they 17-8 over the last 35 games, 15-5 in the last 20? Oh, yeah, 17-8 over the last 25, 15-5 in the last 20. I mean, they're proud of that.
Yeah, but that is September baseball. Like, that's what this has been. And you saw one of the things that they're not good at is they got game planned. And it keeps happening. Eric Spoelstra, we talked about it a couple days ago. This is one of the best guys on the bench. This is a guy who started out his career as a film rat under Pat Riley. He scouted the bleep out of the Bulls and was ready. Took that loss that they had, the three losses that they had against the Bulls, and said, okay, cool. What happens when we're playing for real?
Yeah, because that Bulls team looked overwhelmed and intimidated as well in that first half. You got Billy screaming to them about what their identity is during the game. We got to get stops and we got to run. We got to get stops. We got to run. Giddy doubling back on that at the halftime interview saying, we just got to run. We got to outpace him. But they lost their identity. They completely lost whoever they were because of what the Heat and Spoelstra did.
It's hard to outpace a team that is okay with getting points in the paint and you're not shooting well. The attack, the game plan for Miami was fantastic. And they went after him. They said, oh, all right, we're going to take advantage of Vooch not being a really good post defender. We're going to take advantage of Giddy not rotating over when he's supposed to. We're going to use the idea of being two passes away to mess with their defensive rotations. And then when you collapse in on what's going on in the paint, we have a sniper out there who's going to turn your lights out for you in the first quarter.
And if you run out to go get the sniper, he's gotten real good at going by you and getting into the lane, finishing in the lane or finishing with that little floater halfway. Tyler Harrow, I thought Doris Burke said it great last night. She's like, look how slow the game is for him. Look how under control he was with the ball in his hands at all times.
And look how out of control as a team the Bulls looked last night. Like, the whole thing is completely frustrating. Like, I understand any fan is like that was booing at halftime yesterday because they didn't get a quality effort. And the thing is that when your identity as a team is to be the team that's going to win off of effort, and that's what the Bulls' identity has been, pace and effort. That's how we win games. Then you have to then show that when it's critical, when it is win or go home. And they didn't do that last night. And they have only themselves to blame for it. It was a failure. And you know that I love Billy. Billy got pantsed last night.
He definitely did.
He didn't get his guys to do what they were supposed to do. And Spoelstra got his guys to do what they're supposed to do in a fun and exciting and suffocating way against the Bulls.
They got he got absolutely out-muscled from a coaching perspective and completely thrown off of their game. For anybody who bailed or didn't watch, you should know that by the end of this thing on ESPN, it had devolved into either national embarrassment territory again, or at the very least, national template of what you don't want to be as an NBA organization. Listen to Richard Jefferson and Doris Burke and Mike Breen as they talk about big picture, because the last several minutes were a talk show.
And then if it does end tonight for Chicago, you got some big decisions where Josh Giddey is concerned.
Pay that man his money.
Restricted free agent. It'd be shocking if they didn't. Adebayo just dribbling it now with their comfortable lead. This is a terrific win for the Miami Heat on the road. As Adebayo can't connect. In third straight seasons, the Bulls have lost in the play-in to the Miami Heat.
But I think Chicago has a real adjustment that they have to figure out. They moved on from Zach, from DeMar DeRozan. They're trending younger. But they got to get themselves back into those positions, either getting a top 10 pick, a top 5 pick. That's the way you rebuild. It's hard to do it via just tons of free agents and trying to figure it out that way. It's harder to build out your team.
You can easily get stuck in mediocrity in the NBA for a long time as Giddey puts that one in.
Are you using the T word right there?
No. I'm just saying it's like maybe play all of the young players, which leads to the...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T word.
Okay.
And a foul call on White. And with 2:29 remaining, we want to say a little something about somebody very special to us. Tonight is the final telecast on ESPN for our Cassidy Hubbard. 15 years she's been with us. Next year she's going to be a part of Amazon's package. Now, Cassidy has been such a dedicated professional, a wonderful teammate, and most importantly, as kind, a caring, a friend as you could possibly have. She has been a huge piece of our NBA coverage. We're going to miss her like crazy, but she's going to be a slam dunk for their first year coverage next year, and it has been an absolute honor to work with her.
She's a pro's pro, an unbelievable friend.
I know her as Mama Cass.
Yes.
I know her as Mama Cass.
Who's going to take care of you, RJ? Yeah. I have no idea. Thank you so much to everyone for all of your support. It has been one of the truest and most special gifts of my life.
Thank you, Cassidy. Meanwhile, the boos are not for Cassidy. They are for the Chicago Bulls. And a disturbing first half as they put themselves in a bad hole down 25. You love the fight in the second half. They keep battling back. They've got some excellent young talent. Giddey, Bouzelis, Kobe White. And as you said at the top, Rich, you don't want to be in the play-in tournament three straight years.
That's during game time for the best you can do. A postseason game, an after regular season game in your own building. And national TV has what went on longer than that. A good 4 to 5 minute love fest for Cassidy Hubbard, who I'm sure is delightful.
She is delightful. She's one of ours.
Okay, but I have no slight to Cassidy Hubbard.
Evanston's own, the score zone, Cassidy Hubbard. Another one of those people that you can put on the list of folks that came from here and end up working doing play-by-play.
Well, that's lovely, and it'd be wonderful to talk to her anytime. But I don't want to be at her farewell party in the middle of the postseason game for the team that told you all year this is going to happen and you're going to enjoy it.
You would hope that would be something that during a timeout that you would do.
Yes.
Or coming back in from commercial.
Yes.
That you could talk about the great job the cast has done.
Sure.
On ESPN.
I'm all there for it, but the last 3 minutes of a basketball game on my television that I carved out time for to watch?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
That's on the Bulls. Them not bringing their A effort to last night's game. Them not being able to handle what Miami threw at them, and not being able to overcome it.
What'd you guys get for Cassidy Hubbard for a farewell party? Did you guys get her something? Did you write her a card at the very least?
I might.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Then deliver that another time.
She's good people.
That's fine.
I got her scratch off tickets.
See, that's nice because there's a chance something great happens.
You know what we should do?
It wasn't going to be the Bulls.
Wait, does Heckie's still exist? Should we get her a gift card to Heckie's?
Oh, hell what is Heckie's?
Heckie's Barbecue in Evanston.
That sauce is the real deal.
Never heard of it.
It's really? The sauce.
Yeah, Heckie's.
Heckie's on Evanston. Yeah, was it on Ridge?
Right there on Ridge.
Right near where Ridge and Green Bay Road yeah. kind of coalesce
what
right
the
there.
Hecky, I know a lot about restaurants.
Oh man, that's good.
Not as much as Tanny though.
Shane knows more. Tanny's just better at it.
Oh, I forgot to introduce the crew. By the way, Tanny with a great job on the Goodfellas Open for the Bulls.
Yeah.
And Shane had raspberries today.
That's actually good.
And that man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Raspberries.
I'm about to go get a clementine during the break. Do you guys want one?
For real?
A cutie? Yeah, do you want one?
Oh, my God.
I got a bag of them at Mariano's today.
Oh, my darling, yes. I'd love one.
Of course.
I'd love one.
$2.99 at Mariano's today.
That seems like a good idea.
For the 5-pound or the 3-pound?
Yeah, for the 5-pound.
No, my goodness.
Yeah, insane. Can't pass that up.
No, you can't. You could have, but you didn't. Glad you didn't.
Yeah, we're glad you didn't. So we can get Cass a Heckie's gift card or something.
That's great. That's great. I'd like
I don't
to
know
have
why
her.
You're mad at her.
I'm not mad. It's coming off like that. Is it clear that I'm not mad at her? I'm mad at the Bulls creating a product where the broadcast devolves into a farewell party.
You're being dismissive
of her?
Yeah.
I disagree. I have every step of the way made concessions to her being a lovely person, probably, and I don't know her and all of that. I just didn't want her farewell party in the middle of the basketball game. And that's the Bulls' fault.
It's very possible that she interned for you, Speaks.
I don't remember that.
I know. That's why I'm saying you're being very dismissive.
I remembered most of my interns.
Well, speaking of that, Speaks, we have 10 former interns here. We're going to line them up and you can say hello to all of them by name. This is your intern life, Matt.
I'm sure I gave all of them excellent advice at the end of their run when they wanted to know whether to chase a career in this business.
Yeah, you haven't seen them again. So
there's a couple. There's a couple out there. They're doing fine work. I mean, I don't advertise my tree quite as much as everybody else. But I can. I'll get that ready.
Maybe it's a bad tree.
Oh, how about that?
Rotten roots.
This tree got taken down by the Japanese beetle.
I had
the Rotten Roots podcast. Matt Spiegel.
I had 3 interns in a row at one point when I was a producer on the afternoon show, and they were Dan Zampillo, Jeff Dickerson, and Matt Abatacola.
In a row?
3 in a row. I had those 3 guys in a row.
What you have them do, too. Just clip out box scores and blow them up in the copy machine?
Yeah, mostly we still had to do that.
Make liquor store runs, mostly.
Sure. Yeah.
Send them over to J.J. Pepper's.
Uh-huh. Go get me some reading glasses and something manly.
Send them over to Jewel to get the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
It's very important.
Yeah. Yardbird.
Get yourself some Yardbird.
It's honey wings.
This is not enough. Make it enough.
I never sent anybody on a task like that. Never once did I make somebody wash my car. I did ask Rich Wyatt to go get my passport one time.
You guys
remember that?
Yeah, it was like one of our first times in this studio. Yeah. I remember sitting right here looking at Rich in there and Speaks like,
"Hold on,
I need you to.
I need you guys to whiteboard this. Why was Rich Wyatt getting your passport?
He was an available human on a day when I had to get my passport by like 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it was like the emergency passport pickup. Like, you were going out of the country the next day.
Our lead engineer.
He wasn't the lead engineer.
Look,
at that
Lawrence,
time.
there was times working with Danny where Speaks talked about faking his own death and starting a new life somewhere else. So
understandably,
we tried to do everything we could to let that happen.
Understandably, and that's how you know that I'm happy now with my partner. I haven't brought that up in at least 3 weeks, 5 weeks, faking my own death. I mean, it's been a while.
You haven't.
Hey, the afternoon's young though. You know what I'm saying? The Uber driver enjoys our show as well. He's just a big Layla fan. That's all.
Why?
I love
the
that.
The way that you frame stuff sometimes is is amazing.
Yeah?
Because, like, you couldn't just be happy for Layla.
I absolutely was.
You had to connect it to, I think he likes our show, too, just fine.
Well, now I just added not because I'm worried about you. You're the one with the framing thing as a listener. So I'm trying to take care of you.
I'm tasty pudding, man. I'm totally good.
So am I.
It was just
yeah. It sounds like it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this thing we talked about 25 minutes ago? I want to remind you, the Uber driver probably likes us too.
He does. All right, I think he does.
Just ladies, speaking your validations out loud.
Ladies, you know, give it up for tasty pudding. He's a professor.
He dreams of Montreal.
So, Tanny, I have to come out with the glasses, right? Like, that's got to be
tasty
part of the thing.
Tasty pudding.
Like, I got to throw the glasses.
Yeah.
I come out hot for teacher. Like, that's my thing that I do.
Yeah, man.
The worst driver ever.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't like the way this show's going. I think I'm going to fake my own death. That's what I
see. And now we're back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to get you back out to the Advocate Center. Why? Because you had someone in the room who had your interest as a fan in mind. And we're going to spotlight that person because they are a frequent guest on the show. That's next.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's go to Jack in Ukrainian Village. Jack, you're up next on The Score.
First of all, shout out to Cowley for just embarrassing AK today. Like, that's the kind of vitriol this man should be spoken to at this point. In the Bulls' tenure, this franchise is basically a two-bit Las Vegas residency just clamoring on to stay relevant and stay profitable. And it's just pathetic, and this city deserves better.
The calls on the midday show today were really excellent. We are looking forward to our own Bank of Bulls callers later on in the show. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. At 3 o'clock, we're going to check in with our buddy Matt Miller, get his thoughts on the Bears in the draft. We'll also catch up on Guagi. Joe Cowley was an advocate for you, the Bulls fan, today at the Advocate Center. Speaks, he was everything you want someone who is asking questions of people in power to be.
That's his role, and he's unafraid. He always has been, and it's a really good role. I remember a conversation with him a few years ago, and we were like, yeah, I don't think there's any way to look at this thing other than a Reinsdorfian acceptance of the middle. And that was reinforced today, and I'm looking forward to people getting a chance to hear this.
This was Joe Cowley going after, in a respectful way, Arturis Karnišovas.
Arturis, a couple quick questions. Have you had any contact with Denver about going back to Denver, or have they reached out to you about the opening there, or no?
No. I mean, I'm in Chicago. I'm focused only on this roster. And what's...
Have Jerry or Michael said to you, things have to change, your jobs are on the line, specifically yours?
Well, you know, we have a very good relationship with Jerry and Michael. I think we take pride, especially in this building, everybody being on the same page. It's very hard to accomplish, but that's how it is in this building. Cohesion between the ownership, front office, coaching staff, performance staff. So they've been always very supportive of my decisions or my thoughts and, you know, about this direction. When we sat down a year ago, it was a challenging year. As you remember, I was sitting here. Obviously, we didn't know what we were going to do with this group. So they've been very supportive, and I consistently talk to them. You know, from game to game, so there's no misunderstanding there. So there's some positives. Obviously, that's not where we want to be, but we took a step forward this year.
And then finally, with the plan you laid out, there has been no talk about how you guys are going to figure out how to add an elite player. Until you do that, mm-hmm. you're stuck in mediocrity, and the thing you talked mm-hmm. about last year at this time was getting out of mediocrity. So I'm confused with why you think this plan is going to work when there's no plan.
Well, I think there is a plan, and I think that we always going to be looking how to improve this roster by adding a player or high caliber player. At the same time, I would not put any limitations on this roster or on the way Kobe has been playing or the way Josh has been playing. So I think those players have a chance of playing on a very high level. So we can we constantly going to be looking for ways to improve, you know, from year to year. And now our focus is next 2 months. We don't know. We cannot speculate what's going to happen leading to the draft. But there's going to be opportunities that we might be, you know, getting there. So.
And the history of the league says that top five picks is the quickest way to turn things around and sustain things, either drafting that pick or trading and acquiring that pick. It seems like you guys are so stuck on this philosophy of competitive integrity. And when the history of the league screams at you that that's wrong.
Well, I do believe in, you know, the way we wanted to build this roster is basically having players that have experience to kind of shrink the timeline and continuously, you know, look for other ways to improve your roster. And I truly believe, I think Billy spoke before and every, you know, after every game about how important it is for this young group to, you know, to focus on winning and what goes into winning instead of just rolling the, you know, ball out and, you know, tell them to go and develop, you know. So this is very important for us and, you know, that's the path we chose, you know. So
I'll say this. I think he's gotten actually a little better at trying to dance around linguistically what they're so obviously doing. Competitive integrity, okay, that means being decent at the very least and just being okay with that. And then this, players that have experience, acquiring players that have experience to shrink the timeline, then look for other ways to build the roster. That's choosing the middle, which is what they did, and he's still holding on to that one choice. I don't know how many choices most basketball bosses get, but he got one big choice, and he chose to get DeMar and Vooch and Lonzo and choose the middle, and that's still where he is, even though they've gotten rid of a couple of those pieces. But now he's going to choose it again with Patrick, who he already signed, and Giddey. He's going to choose the middle.
This text from the 815 is pretty great. I guess it is possible to be disappointed and at the same time not one bit surprised. The Bulls remain who we thought they were. I think that is accurate. We'll talk more about the Bulls in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take some of your phone calls, too, inside of the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, we are going to give away some tickets to see Ice Cube's Truth to Power, 4 decades of the Attitude Tour. Be listening for me to spit an Ice Cube lyric at some point in the show.
Yeah!
And then you can call 312-540-0670. We're going to talk with Matt Miller next here on The Score.